So, dear Yurki,
yes,
is this American vampire more vicious, more dangerous than the Helsinki one? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I would say so. In many levels, I mean, yeah, that's a nice question, really, because comparing the record-wise and music-wise, those my first solo album, Helsinki Vampire, that was something that I had to done. You know, I had to do it just, you know, to start my solo career in a way or another. Musically, it's like a old school, dark, melodic, gothic music, and I added my vocals on it. I actually even, for that record, I actually even toured. I did a tour in the US, and I played on the West Coast, handful of shows. We played songs from Helsinki Vampire and also some cover tunes. And I had an amazing band. They called themselves American Vampires in that coincidental then. And then, you know, times passed, and now was time to do the second solo album. And the idea, I had the title for it, American Vampire, before anything else. And I thought about it to be exactly how you just described it. And then the A&R and the boss of my record company, Cleopatra Records, had an idea to make it with different producers and artists. This was like a really genius idea from the boss of Cleopatra Records, and that was fantastic to get to know all these legendary people first of all, and also just create different, all these songs with totally different people and different ways. This was done during these, you know, these COVID times. So, you know, like since nothing else was happening, I was busy doing this record. And it's kind of weird year. This year, 2021, has been really weird year for me, because I've been releasing, or will be releasing, two records. And during the spring, I released the second album of my rockabilly band, the 69 Cats. And now this record, this second solo album comes out in December. So I'm cool with everything, and I'm happy to be creative, but it might look kind of weird because I'm releasing a lot of music altogether. And finishing this sentence, I can tell you that we just finished recording the new 69 Eyes EP, which comes out like in 4 months or something. And that's kind of wisdom which I'm talking about now, which comes with the age.
Yeah.
And like being involved with all these things. I'm extremely lucky to, first of all, to be alive, having all this crazy rock and roll life behind me, also having chance to do music with these fantastic people, and, you know, talk to you.
Yeah, so we shall expect, like, in the future, some live gigs to promote properly American Vampire.
All this pandemic confused every schedule. So, like, no tours for the 69 Cats, no tour or no shows at the moment for my solo outfit. But everything's possible. Everything's there. Everything's hanging there. I make music because I expect to perform them live. So, you know, so I don't know which order things happen. I know that the 69 Eyes will be starting to play shows pretty soon. We have some tours booked up. Let's see if they happen. in the spring of 2022. But you know, like all these other my musical projects, hopefully someday will happen in the way that I can, you know, play those tunes and music as well.
Yeah, I have to thank you for recording the cover of "Buy That You Scum" by Gigi Allin. I'm looking forward to let my friend Merle Allin, Gigi's brother, hear. Hear the cover.
Yo, did you know that the 69 Eyes recorded Gigi Allin covers already, like in the early 90s? We have recorded "Gimme Some Head." I saw Gigi Allin live in New York, and I heard him in the 80s, of course, and I was like, I was a fan of his music. And, you know, like later on, of course, all the other activities of his became, overcame the music. But for me, he represents cool rock and roll.
Definitely.
From the early stages of his career to the end, really, like those albums are no longer available. You know, Brutality for All, and it's those records are nowhere at the moment. But I liked him for his music. Then obviously he made some interesting comments, and he was like, he was something that this world might need right now. You know, and he represented a free man of those times. You know, in general, I think through social media, I think he's pretty much alive out there. That kind of character is definitely more or less needed these days for numerous of reasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, like he had some, you know, like ideas of freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in those days. But, you know, like... It's hard to pick up any single from the album because actually I think because all the songs are pretty very diverse, and I think I like to release every song as a single, and especially that one would be pretty cool, "Bite If You Scum." You know, you have to sort of understand something about what's going on about it. It's not just like obnoxious punk. There's something else. So, you know, like, So, and like I said, I saw him live right after he got out of prison, and the show was like really, really good. But it was, of course, scary as fuck. That was very intense. But, you know, I know what I'm talking about. So, it's just like that was really cool thing to do a cover, and the artist and I did the cover with Leather Strip.
Yeah.
That's really hardcore industrial artist, the really nasty one. So I think it fits for that really well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, can you spend a few words about your choice for a vegan diet?
Oh, I think. That's something I've mentioned of being in the past, but I think those kind of things are private, and I think that it's not very interesting topic in general. So I rather not talk about like personal things because I'm not interested in sharing personal life
and convincing people
in public in public. So if somebody knows that I'm vegan, but you know that's about it. You know, like it's my choice, and everybody else can do what the fuck they want, you know.
Why, do you have any news from the comics related field?
After finishing this album, I was I've been writing a movie script for a vampire rock and roll movie, and that's something that I'm most enthusiastic about. for something else than music at the moment. But like I already said, I just finished recording the 69 Eyes new EP, which is going to be like a, we're also like kind of like reshaping ourselves, which means like we will have a new record label, and we will have a brand new producer, and you know, like we're not repeating anything that were done previously. So in that sense, so there's a lot of things happening for the 69 Eyes 2022. A lot of music and a lot of touring.
Yeah, and finally, do you have any special memories related to Italy?
The whole thing started like I was visiting first time ever, like in the turn of the 80s and 90s, like Rome, and I fell in love with that town and people and culture, and I think it's known that I've studied Italian at the university and language and always, of course, just fan of your culture in all the levels. And then at some point, I was actually kind of misfit, hanging out on the streets of Rome, partying and getting drunk in the golden days of Gothic and rock and roll. There, some might still remember me hanging out there. You know, like my night went like I bought a bottle of tequila and I mixed it with orange juice and I went to Spanish Steps to hang out and meet friends and until it was the last bus or last tram taking me to my friend's house. So I really learned to travel by public transportation in Rome. Sometimes I fell asleep or something like that, so I learned to walk around as well, like long distances to the edge of the town. And those were very golden days and inspired me in many ways. And obviously I've always been telling still today that the best Gothic clubs are in Rome, because of the atmosphere, because of where the clubs are located. And still today there's a fantastic Gothic DJ called DJ Diego, mm-hmm. who's been DJing there at his Crypta Gothic club. And you know, those were golden days. That was in the 90s, early 90s, mid 90s. That was like really cool time. Then at some point, I managed to get the 69 Eyes to play there before anything, in the underground way. We had friends there that we toured, glamours. There was still like glam generation living in Italy. I think there still is still a lot of people who are into glam rock, and that's how that's how Italian people got to know us, and also through Francesco Pascoletti's wonderful metal magazines. They were supporting us, and later on, we just like sort of drifted apart when we started to play around Europe, and we just very seldom come to play in Italy these days, and it's only one show somewhere in the northern part. So that's kind of sad, but you know, like I'm visiting Italy quite often, something like once a year at least. So you know, it's like still close to my heart, but it's also close to the hearts of the 69 Eyes guys. So well, we've been playing forever. It will be ridiculous to say that we hope to play in Italy more shows. But we actually do. Maybe it happens. I don't know. It's we're lucky by far to have a chance to play there. Last time we played in Parma. Which was actually really cool, because we had a day off. That was like some less than 2 years ago. We had a actually I think exactly 2 years ago. And we had a day off, and I had a chance to walk around and spend my whole day in Parma and see the historical places, churches, and theaters, old theaters and things like this there. And that was a really cool place, to be honest. That was like fantastic. Like most of the places in Italy I've been. If you look at the record cover of Wasting the Dawn, there's a of our album, which came out in 1990, I think 8 or 9, and there's a picture of us in of our band in the cemetery of Verano, so in Rome. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of connections, and a lot of you know, like something, it still reflects on everything what we are doing. And hey, by the way, you have really cool new band from Italy, like Måneskin.
Yeah, you really like them?
That's one of the best new rock and roll band. That's real rock and roll. That's really cool.
Very young.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. That gives us old rockers like a injection of, you know, like good vibes. They're cool guys. They play their instruments. They're everywhere, and they come from Italy. So that what can it can be get better than that, you know, for real, seriously.